Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. Man, there's a controversy up at CU. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Let me explain it to you, Jamie White.
Right.
And you tell me how you feel about it. So it was announced yesterday that Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, their jerseys, their numbers will be retired.
Okay.
Putting the numbers away. 2 and 12. Boy, oh boy, not a lot of people happy about the Shedeur Sanders number being retired.
Really?
Because they don't feel like that was earned. Travis Hunter, yes, he won the Heisman. Big name, kind of like that Shalom guy back in the day, okay?
Yeah,
kind of like that. But they're saying that Shedeur, it's kind of coach's son privilege that's going on here.
He's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, but to retire a number, Jamie, you got to have a record better than 13 and 12.
Well, that's true.
You got to do better than placing 8th in the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
8th, okay. That your number is locked away forever.
I kind of see it now.
Yeah,
you made me see the light. You just persuaded me.
There's a lot of former athletes that came out yesterday on social media saying that this is a disgrace.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That some of them accomplished a lot more than what this guy did, and his is going to be retired.
What was that guy that did the Hail Mary or caught the Hail Mary? Wasn't that the Hail Mary?
Isn't that the Shalom guy?
No,
it was Stewart. Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, Cordell. Did they retire his number?
No. Wow. There's only been 4 players in the history Colorado football that's been retired.
Yeah.
And three of the 4, they've put their number back into circulation again.
Really?
Well, maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they'll just like do it as a ceremony, you know,
and then. And then in like 5 years, number 2 will be up.
Maybe they'll just retire for 2025.
Yeah.
But then bring it back again next year.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
Here's the story.
If you're looking for something to do, here's an idea. Join.
I'm looking for something to do.
Yeah.
What's there something to do?
We'll get to that. That's a moose migration.
A moose migration?
Oh, it's a big story.
I'm excited.
But I got to save that story because that's a 7 o'clocker there.
Okay.
See you announced today that Travis Hunter's number 12 and Shedeur Sanders' number 2 will be retired by the school forever. The two will join just 4 other CU Buff football players with their numbers retired in their 135-year history. They'll be celebrated on Saturday at the spring game. I absolutely disagree with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashan Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shedeur seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shedeur's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on Nine News last night.
Man. Yeah,
they went off on this yesterday, Jamie.
My feed, obviously,
you know what, I follow this stuff, so I get a little bit more than other people get. But, man, people were outraged over this.
Wow.
It's like, you can't get your number retired because you're the coach's son.
Well, and he was only there for 2 years.
Yeah, so, well, I will say, though, it says that Salaam was only there for 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And he got retired. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. But I agree. This is a bunch of crap.
And not only that, what a crock it is that these guys from years ago, they 125 years of football, right? You've got three other guys that were back in the 50s, 40s, or 60s, whatever.
36 to 37 was
is
one
that,
guy.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, okay. 59 to 61 was okay. another guy.
Okay.
Bobby Anderson, 67 to 69.
Oh, Bobby. He and was
then,
a player.
Then Salam, or whatever, Salam, yeah. whatever, is 93 to
okay.
94.
All right, everybody but Salam, okay? Yeah. Everybody before that, they've already put their numbers back out there. It's almost like they waited for him to die.
Oh God!
And then stuck their numbers back on the team again. Like, oh, they'll never know now. You know?
Yeah. This
if you retire a number, like for example, nobody can ever wear number 7 for the Broncos, can they?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you retire a number.
Yeah, if I was Shadur, I would say, like, no.
I would, too.
No, thank you.
That's okay, too. Yeah.
I really appreciate it, but no, thank you.
Yeah. Now, is his brother still got another year up there? Because next, we're going to have his number
Shiloh.
Retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so. Shalom, or whatever his name is. Yeah.
Is it Shiloh?
Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh. I don't know.
Anyway, big controversy this morning.
Well, I see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we looking for? What are we going to do?
We're going to look at the Moose migration.
There's a
Have
moose.
Have you seen this?
No,
oh my God!
There's a moose.
I went yesterday.
wait, you're supposed to save it till 7?
Yeah,
it's that great.
It's huge,
oh
Jamie.
My God.
This thing has been viewed by millions. Spinell, am I exaggerating here?
Oh, dude, it's everywhere.
It's really? Everywhere.
Yeah, people love the Moose migration.
And it's really worth saving till 7?
Yeah,
you know, over in North Carolina, they have those ponies. You know what I'm talking about? The ponies that migrate.
The stallions.
No. Yeah.
There's a pony migration in North Carolina?
I have no idea about that.
I've never heard of that.
They go from an island, and then when the water gets low enough, they migrate. Okay?
Okay.
But there's one in North Carolina.
Whoa, it's like geese.
Yeah, kind of like that, Jamie.
Or like tarantulas down in Pueblo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is moose.
Let's go on and on.
This is mooses that are doing this. But I don't want to say too much now.
Yeah.
We'll be right. Yeah. We'll be right back. Don't want to ruin it.
You're right.
Yes.
Right.
Don't put too much information out there. It's amazing. Wait till you hear about this.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.